This regional police command is seeking the assistance of the public to arrest one Richard Obing, who is alleged to be assisting laptop snatchers to rob their victims and sell the consignments, according to the regional police public relations officer, ASP Yao Nketiah. Obing, who is currently on the run together with other young men in the region, has been terrorizing residents and in the process robbing them of their belongings, especially laptops. Mr. Obing said the crime rate was low in the region until after the elections, when persons in stealing syndicates started disturbing the peace.
Their robbers and their accomplices who rob people any faster, but invariably most of the items that they steal are laptops. Last Saturday, they robbed a house in Koforidua called Asokorikuma with marks, but all the robbers escaped police arrest. But intelligence led police to arrest a computer technician in town called Bekwin, and two of the laptops belonging to the victims of the previous robberies were found with him. He was arrested, then he led police to a phone shop owner, and he was arrested. On his arrest, police found one of the phones of the victims with him, confirming what the technician said, that, and he led us to a taxi driver who is now on the run, but he is the prime suspect. All these laptops were found suspected to have been stolen, but what they do is, after stealing phones, laptops, flat screen TVs, they will let the computer technicians decode the password to enable them, use them or sell them.
From what you're saying, it appears this is a really coordinated or coded kind of activity. Is that so? If it is, how are you dealing with the issue?
Already, the syndicates, most of them have been arrested. Patrols, both foot patrols and mobile patrols, with the help of the visibility patrol team and the other districts. So these are the approaches. Community members will give police timeous prompt information, very, very essential.
Who are these people? Are they indigents? Are they visitors coming from other regions? Most of these laptop robbers happen to be foreigners, Nigerians and others. Who are these people that you've arrested?
Oh, this particular one, they are local boys. Like the one on the run is a taxi driver. He's called Richard Obing. He's 20 years old. We are looking for him. And then other businessmen in town who are dishonestly receiving these stolen items. We also use your medium to appeal to computer technicians and phone owners and sellers. Buying stolen goods is criminal offense. If you are not careful, you can go into prison. It's a raging even before, during, and even after the election has been generally peaceful until this robbery started some weeks now, disturbing the peace of the region.